Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the voice of the plus industry. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, April 13th, 2009. Today is an exciting day. It's our two-hour telethon for MS. So let me explain what's going to happen. We are going to take callers live on the air. The number to dial is 347-326-9639. Again, the number to dial is 347-326-9639. The lines are open. Now, when you call in, I'm going to ask you your name and where you're calling from, and after that, you tell us how much your pledge is. We are not taking personal information on the air. You will have to go to the MS website and donate to our team online. You can find the link in Plus Model Magazine and on this show's homepage. You can donate before or after you call in. May 15th is the deadline for getting donations in for our team. So make sure after you give your pledge today, you follow all the way through or it doesn't count. Also, if you're too shy to call in or for some reason can't get through, when you give your donation through the website, we'll be able to see it automatically, and Maddie will be monitoring our team's page throughout the show and announcing donations. Also, while you're listening today, we invite you to join our chat room. You have to go to our Blog Talk Radio homepage, which is blogtalkradio.com/plusmodelmagazine. And on the top right of the page, there's a button to join our chat room, and we'll be giving shout-outs to the chat room during the show as well. And don't forget that this weekend is the Curvy All-Star Weekend, April 17th through the 19th in New York City, where on Sunday we will be participating in Walk MS in Manhattan, and we'll have more information about that a little later on. But first, I want to bring on my co-host for this evening, the woman of the hour who we love and support, the editor for Plus Model Magazine, Madeline Figueroa Jones.
Hi, Shanice. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Maddie. So, hi. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I've been excited all day. I couldn't wait for tonight. I can't wait for Friday. We're going to have such a good and fantastic time. I can't wait to see everyone. It's been a while since I've been out and out to party.
right, because of your new baby.
Exactly.
So, okay, before we start taking callers, we have a special guest this evening who is going to explain a little more about MS to us so we can be more educated about what we're supporting. Now, immediately following the interview, we're going to start taking callers. So the number is 347-326-9639. So get in, and we'll get you right after this interview. So our guest is Dr. Patricia Olooni. She's a vice president of biomedical research at the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Dr. Olooni directs and oversees the administration of the Society's biomedical research funding programs. Since joining the Society in 1988, she has provided the leadership in directing and expanding the Society's research initiatives and encouraging collaborations across scientific disciplines in MS research. She has guided several of the Society's special research portfolios focusing on MS genetics, on gender differences in MS, on repair and protection of the damage in MS, as well as components of the Promise 2010 campaign, in addition to coordinating the activities of the National Scientific Advisory Committees. She acts as a liaison between the medical and scientific community and those individuals suffering with MS by providing information about MS research developments to the MS community. So let's welcome the doctor to the show.
Well, hello, Shanice, and hi, Maddie. It's certainly my pleasure to be on the call today with you.
Thank you so much. I know you're very busy, so thank you for taking a moment out of your time to educate us today.
Oh, listen, I thank you so much. Your and all the listeners' help in getting us closer to a world free of MS, and we couldn't do this without your help and everyone else's.
Well, thank you so much. So first, tell us, what exactly is MS?
Well, multiple sclerosis is an unpredictable neurological disease. So it's a disease that affects the brain and spinal cord. And it affects about an estimated 400,000 people in the United States and a little more than 2 million worldwide. And so what happens in MS is that the immune system is upregulated, is misdirected, and the immune system begins to attack myelin. Now, myelin is the protective covering around our nerve fibers, almost like the coating around the electrical cord. Mm-hmm. And the myelin protects the signal as it travels to and from the brain. And mm-hmm. so when myelin is lost and damaged in MS, there's an interruption of flow of the message or the information between the brain and the rest of the body. And this, of course, stops people from moving. And what's interesting, Shanice and Maddie, you probably know this, but a new case of MS is diagnosed every hour. And so probably most of us know somebody who has MS, either a member of our family or perhaps somebody working in our office with us.
Right.
So what are the symptoms? Does it affect different people differently?
Well, that is true. Now, keep in mind that the MS affects the brain and the spinal cord, of course, but the brain controls every function of our body. Mm-hmm. So the symptoms of MS are unpredictable, and they vary greatly from person to person, and even somebody who has MS will experience quite a bit of variability from time to time as they have multiple sclerosis. So, for example, one person may experience abnormal fatigue, mm-hmm. or someone else may have severe vision problem if the optic nerve is involved. So you have a variety of different types of symptoms ranging from vision problems, loss of balance, poor coordination, tremors, numbness, and even paralysis, of course, and blindness.
So it's really not one specific thing you can look for and say, oh, she might have MS. You have to just...
Well, that's very true, Shanice. I mean, one of the difficulties of multiple sclerosis is the diagnosis. There is no single test, as for some other diseases, where you can take a blood sample and say, oh, you have MS. There is no single diagnostic test. The MRI, the use of imaging, has helped tremendously, not only in the diagnosis of MS, but also in research for the past decade. So still, it is a clinical examination following patients over time, but certainly the MRI has helped physicians shorten the time from that first symptom to the time that a diagnosis is made.
So what is the cause of this disease? Is it known?
No, it is not known. So we don't know what causes MS. We do know, as I mentioned, that something triggers the immune system. So the immune system is upregulated, is causing inflammation, and we know something triggers the immune system. It could be a variety of different triggers. In fact, it could be a different trigger in each person, like a virus or a bacteria, some infectious agent. There's actually an interesting study going on now looking at the environment and the possible role that vitamin D may play in protecting against MS. In other words, a low risk of vitamin D, low levels of vitamin D, may increase one's risk. And vitamin D, of course, comes from sunlight. So we don't really know whether or not vitamin D has any effect on the disease, but it certainly is an interesting area of research looking at sunlight exposure and mm-hmm. vitamin D levels. Another interesting area in terms of a virus that seems to be being looked at quite a bit in research is the risk of Epstein-Barr virus. And Epstein-Barr virus is what causes mononucleosis. And there's some interesting evidence that there might be some link as well to this virus and MS. But, again, we don't know what causes it, but certainly research is moving along very well here.
So is it a genetic disease that is passed through the family?
No, it is not. First of all, I probably should say that MS is not contagious. It's
mm-hmm.
not fatal. And it's not directly inherited as we think of our eye color or some other diseases like Huntington's disease. But
mm-hmm.
we do know when you look at identical twins. Now, identical twins are identical because they've inherited the same set of genes from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if one twin develops MS, there's like a 30 or 40% chance that the other twin will develop MS. So it's not 100%. If it was directly inherited, that's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But 30 to 40% tells geneticists that that's still a high risk. And so we don't know clearly what the genetic component to the disease is, but there certainly is a genetic susceptibility that someone inherits a greater risk to developing MS from our parents.
Okay. So is there anything you can do to prevent from getting this disease or lowering your risk?
Nothing right now. So we don't really know. Obviously, as I mentioned, we don't know what caused the disease. Certainly genetics, I think, is truly an exciting area of research I just talked about. And genetics will certainly help us understand more about the variability of the disease. One thing we didn't talk about is the different disease courses.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who are diagnosed with MS follow what we call a relapse-remitting course. But there's also a secondary progressive. There's also a primary progressive form of disease. And genetics will help us, I think, understand why someone who 10 years from now will still be doing okay, where someone else 10 years from now will be more progressive. So we don't know how to prevent progression, and we don't know how to lower your risk, but this certainly is an extremely hopeful time for people with MS. I joined the society 20 years ago, almost 21 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and just in my time in following and doing research in multiple sclerosis, it truly is a difference. As difficult as it is to hear that you have MS, there is no question that it is much better today than it would have been 20 or 30 years ago.
But you said it's not fatal, so it's nothing you can die from?
No, but some of the symptoms, of course, can increase one's risk, and you have to be very careful about, you know, urinary infections and things like this. So when you look at studies over time, population studies, the average age of a person with MS is comparable to someone without the disease in
mm-hmm.
terms of one's lifespan. So that's how you can tell that it's not a fatal disease. But you still have to be very careful and certainly be monitored by your doctor.
So are there any therapies available, and how close are we to finding a cure?
So this is the major difference in the past 15 years is therapy, Shanice. And these are extremely important. I can't emphasize enough how important it is for someone who's been diagnosed with MS, who particularly has a relapsing form of MS. And relapses mean you have an exacerbation or an attack. You have a symptom. And that's usually a reflection of inflammation. And as I often say, envision these inflammatory cells not being the good guys. And so what you want to do is control inflammation to try and protect that myelin. And the best way to do that is through therapy. So these six therapies that are now available for treating relapsing MS, there's no surprise, they all are anti-inflammatory. They all control the immune system in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have, at least for most of them, 10, 15 years of data of following patients. Now, they are not a cure. They don't stop progression. But people with MS have to almost visualize that you're taking an insurance out on future relapses. Because
mm-hmm.
the frustrating part is that it doesn't stop a relapse.
Mm-hmm.
And so often when someone takes one of these therapies, they get disappointed, frustrated. But data clearly shows us that by being on one of these therapies, you do reduce the severity of the attack and you reduce the number of attacks and you slow progression. And that's the most important thing one can do now who has MS. So while we're trying to find a cure and while we're trying to find new ways to stop progression, let's try to keep at least the disease at bay. And,
I'm sorry. You had something.
No, and then, of course, there's many things in the pipeline, too. I'm just going to throw in, Shanice. This is truly an exciting time in terms of clinical research as well. There are probably about 130, 140 different drugs being investigated now in MS as
mm-hmm.
possible new therapies. And, in fact, about 12 of them are are very close, probably within the year or so, of finishing up their investigative work and probably being approached, you know, as a possible new drug to the FDA. And about half of those, probably about five or six, are oral drugs. Now, this is, of course, good news for people with MS who the six therapies that I just talked about are all either injectables or infusions. And so what people with MS, of course, are craving for is something by mouth. And so hopefully one of these new drugs that are coming along very quickly will be equal to, in their effectiveness, on the current drugs, and they'll be coming to the market.
So we're here today to raise money for Walk MS. So tell us why this is so important.
Oh, it's extremely important. As I said, and as I mentioned earlier, Shanice, the MS Society, the National MS Society, could not do this without all the people who go on walks. And our two major fundraising events in the year is the Walk MS and also the Bike MS Ride. But the Walk MS is coming up now in this weekend or the following weekends in many countries. And this is extremely important. Every spring, about 200,000 people unite at nearly 600 sites, I think it is, across the country. And the funds here that are raised help support research as well as services for those people and their family members with MS. And this is really where the dollars go. It really helps us at a time to keep MS labs. I mean, just like the country and the economy, scientists are struggling to keep their labs open, research going. And what we want to do is keep the pace going forward. We've gained so much over these past 10 years, and we want to keep those scientists working and working on the solutions to so many problems, and that's why they need our help, and we need your help to raise dollars.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You really shed light on it because I really didn't know much about it myself.
Oh, this is certainly my pleasure. I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. And will we see you at the walk?
Perhaps not. I live in Connecticut, so maybe somewhere here in Connecticut I'll see some walkers.
Well, okay. Well, thanks again, and you have a nice
you.
Evening.
You too now. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye, Maddie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, so now you understand a little more about the disease. Did you learn some yourself, Maddie?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting that we have so many clinical trials going on right now. It's really hopeful for those of us suffering with MS. I think for someone like me that absolutely hates injections, and my therapy, I have to take an injection every other night.
So you have to do it almost like a diabetic would?
Exactly. So I have different parts of my body that I choose, you know, and I kind of put it on a calendar so you don't do it, you know, at the same spot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I inject myself at night, and the injection that I'm on, you know, kind of it does affect your immune system. So mine, the side effects to me are quite severe because I get flu-like symptoms. So I get feverish, I get aches. So that's why I take it at night. Like once the baby goes to sleep, I take it at night and I kind of try to sleep through the fever and the aches and the pains. And then in the morning, you know, I kind of, okay, it's over. You know, it takes about 8 hours to go mm-hmm. through your body. And then, you know, you kind of have to refresh. And I still feel a little bit groggy, but by the time I get to work, I'm feeling, you know, better.
So are you able to take painkillers or you can't take a lot of painkillers?
I take Tylenol for the fever. I take it like an hour before I inject. And then I take another, you know, two Tylenols, maybe like 3 hours into it, like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And this is why the oral drugs are so important. One, for the people like me that can't, you know, I hate the pain of the injection. You know, even the thin needles to me still hurts. It still does hurt. You know, it's a needle.
Right.
But also, you know, it's so important to raise money and awareness, you know, for this disease because it really does affect you, you know, and it does affect your life. I can't lie and say that it hasn't affected my life. You know, the fact
it's probably changed your life.
Yeah, it has. It has completely changed my life. You know, medicine that I was on prior to this one, before I had the baby, didn't have these side effects. But after the baby, your body changes, and I actually had, you know, an adverse reaction when I got back on it.
Mm.
And I, you know, I had a really bad allergic reaction to it, and I had hives, and, you know, I broke out and everything, so I can't be on that medication anymore, and this is the next best medication for me.
So were you feeling bad, like, a long time before they discovered what it was?
Oh, my my goodness. I had no idea. With my situation, my father, for a lot of people know, my father was very sick for a long time and passed away about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He actually passed away from complications of rheumatoid arthritis. Now, people
mm-hmm.
are completely amazed when I say that because no one dies from arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really look into what rheumatoid arthritis is, it's an autoimmune disease, just like MS, just like lupus. It's, you know, it's all the body attacking itself,
mm.
and that's what these diseases are. So after, you know, he started getting sick when he was around my age, 36 years old.
Mm.
So at 60 years old, the actual arthritis had, you know, affected a lot of his body, and it affected his lungs. You know, the medication that he was taking, and it was just everything was attacking his body. So what I did was many years ago, like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I actually took a blood test that would see, you know, to see if I actually had some trait from my father, because normally fathers pass down, you know, genetically, you know, certain diseases to their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And they did find a trait. So I already knew I might get something. I just
mm-hmm.
didn't know what it was going to be. So for all
mm-hmm.
I knew, it was going to be rheumatoid arthritis. You know,
mm-hmm.
naturally, that's what I thought it was going to be. And, you know, shortly after my dad passed away, he passed away in December. That May, I went to Florida, and I went to visit my grandparents, and I was sitting at the pool, and I started feeling numbness and tingling in my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's weird, but it was kind of like love bug season down there, and I'm like, oh, great, now I got probably bitten by a mosquito or a bug or something. You know, I had no idea. And I came back from Florida, went to work, I crossed my leg, and my leg is numb. And I'm like, what's going on? And I remember I told my boss, and he said, you better go see your doctor,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm thinking maybe I have Lyme disease or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my doctor, and he said, no, you need to see a neurologist because that's not a good sign. And I went to, you know, this one neurologist, and I completely was in denial. The guy was kind of like a little quacky, so it helped me to be in denial when he said, you know, I think you have MS, because
mm-hmm.
there is no, like she said, you can't take a blood test
mm-hmm.
that says, okay, you have MS. The guy, you know, pinched my legs. The guy did these things with his eyes. You know, the guy sent me for this. There was no real test that could tell me you have MS. So when
mm-hmm.
he said, I think you have MS, okay, you don't know I have MS.
Right.
So yeah, I really, you know, I just was completely in denial. So then I did my research, and I went to, you know, a bunch of websites, and I found a doctor that was in my network that actually dealt with Montel Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been on Montel Williams shows, and he has, you know, treated Montel Williams. And that is, I waited for about 3 months to see that man, because I said, I'm not messing around with all these other little guys. I'm going straight to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through several MRIs and several tests, and the spinal tap was finally the one that, you know, the liquid inside the spinal tap was the final determining factor that I actually had MS, and that's how I found out.
How did you go to the point where you were in denial about having it to the point now where you're raising money for the cause? I know it wasn't easy.
Oh, my goodness. It was so surreal to me. Here we are in the plus size industry. We're fighting, you know, discrimination, really, you know,
mm-hmm.
against our size, you know, whether it's modeling or in fashion or whatever it is. And, you know, we, you know, preach all this, you know, self-love and, you know, love your body, take care of yourself and be
mm-hmm.
healthy and be proud of who you are. And here is my own body coming against me, the very thing that I say I'm proud of, the very thing that I urge other women to be proud of and take care of, and here my body's attacking me. So I took it so personally. You know, At first I was like, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be okay, and I'm just going to keep on moving. And then I got so depressed. I got completely obsessed with the fact that I had MS. And I went on all these chat rooms. They have, like, a Venus Divas just for people with MS.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just read about all these stories, and, you know, it just, oh, my goodness, gut-wrenching stories with, you know, people with really severe symptoms. So every symptom that I read, I would get. All of a sudden, somebody had an itchy face, my face was itchy. Mm. Somebody had something wrong with their leg, my leg. It was just consuming me, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Luke was like, you have to stop. You have to stop staying up at night, reading this stuff. You're just going to get yourself more sick and worried. You know, we've got to take a completely different approach to this.
Mm-hmm.
And together, really, with my family and definitely with Luke, because he's been so supportive, you know, this
mm-hmm.
definitely was not, you know, something that, you know, we thought we would have to deal with. And, you know, I started to really take it day by day. You know, we don't know what's down the road. You know, some
right.
of us may have dealt with other situations, cancer or, you know, whatever situations we may have gone through, and we don't know what we're going to face in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have challenges, whether they're physical or emotional. So this is my challenge, and I decided the best way for me to do this is for me to deal with it every single day. And I cannot say that every single day is a good day, because some days, like, it attacks really my left leg. That's where my, you know, symptoms mostly take, and exhaustion.
Well, how are you going to walk? You going to be able to walk the
whole
time?
Girl, I've been walking every day. I take subways. I take trains. So I walk every day, you know. And when it attacks, when I say it attacks, it doesn't mean I can't move it. It means that it'll get numb or it'll get tingly, but it doesn't mean it won't move.
Okay.
You know, and I still go on sets and I still do everything I have to do. I have a 6-month-old, so I can't stop.
Right.
And that's part of moving forward, you know, with anything, not just with MS, but with anything. You know, you meet a lot of different people, and once I opened up, I was amazed at how open people were. And, you know, I got emails, you know, I suffered with, you know, an eating disorder, suffered with depression, you
mm-hmm.
know, or my spouse has MS, or my grandmother has MS, and it's just
mm-hmm.
been amazing, not only the support, but the stories that, you know, I've heard, and how they have overcome is by being positive and surrounding themselves with positive people. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest learning lessons for us, you know, with anything that we have to, you know, deal with in life.
All right, so we're going to start taking callers. The number to call is 347-326-9639, and we have somebody calling in right now. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Okay. We're going to hang them up. Okay, so we have people in the chat room. The people in the chat room, make sure you call in. The number to dial is 347-326-9639. And, Maddie, tell us some of the people that already sent in donations, because I know everybody wasn't available.
We've had an amazing, amazing turnout today, as a matter of fact. I guess, you know, people that, you know, weren't able to get online tonight or be on the phone or anything. I have to mention, one, Tara Taylor. That girl, in about 2 weeks' time, raised, you know, over $700.
Yeah.
And she just reached out to everyone in her community and her email address, everyone. And, you know, she's always been such a big supporter. You know, I've had some really great support, you know, from the models, I have to say. You know, a lot of the models that we work with, you know, on a daily basis. But Tara has been absolutely amazing, you know, raising
money. And wait,
Maddie,
stop right there. Let's take this caller.
Okay,
caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Josephine. And my
hi,
partner,
Josephine.
Hi, and my partner, Sonia, Conversity Entertainment.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
How are you doing? Good.
Good, 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 good.
So thank you for calling in and supporting. How much are you pledging today?
We're donating $75.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. There's definitely a cure needed. We have a lot of, couple of friends of ours that suffer with it too.
Really?
So we just want to try to do our part, you know.
Thank you so much.
It, you know, it just takes a small, every little penny counts. So
yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
Out there who's listening, you know, donate.
And also,
so
you're helping us out with the Curvy All-Star Weekend this
yes,
weekend.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We will be in the building. we're going to do our thing, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm really, really excited about this weekend. I think we're going to have a really great turnout,
yeah.
And I think Friday's going to be, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Thank you so much. Can't wait to see everybody.
Yeah. So you take care, and I hope everybody donates.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So, okay, Maddie, finish what you were saying about
Tara has been really great. Nancy from Cherish Woman donated very graciously today, this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
We got another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can get this through. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you calling from? Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, we hear you.
Hi, this is Denise Best from Blissful Elegance. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. As you know, I had my event on March 27th, Flashing Lights and Lip Gloss, and the ladies donated $1 from every ticket, so I have $100 to donate.
All right.
That is so nice.
Yes,
and so the event
so
was a
much.
Success, I'm sure.
Yes, it was a great success, and I'm happy that we were able to raise that money.
Thank you.
And will we see you this weekend?
Yes, you will. You will see me at one of those events.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Not a problem.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, this is nice. We have some money coming in.
Yeah, it's been really nice. I'm telling you, the support has been really overwhelming. I mean, between the stories and the emails and just, you know, the money that we were able to raise, you know, I realize that we're in the middle of a recession.
That's why we're not expecting huge amounts.
No, exactly. You know, and I appreciate everything, every dollar, every, you know, $5, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the girls have been really great, and the companies, really, you know, we got gift certificates, you know, to give away from Crystal Designs and from Hips and Curves. You know, the companies, I think, have been really great also. I can't thank them enough.
I didn't mention that yet, but a few of our lucky callers will get prizes. So make sure you call in because, you know, you could be rewarded for just giving something. You never know. So, again, the number to call is area code 347-326-9639. And let me talk about the Curvy All-Star Weekend since I've mentioned it twice already for those that are not familiar with what's going on. So this weekend coming up, April 17th through the 19th, it's the Curvy All-Star Weekend. Now, what this will consist of is Friday, April 17th, will be a party. We're celebrating the 2009 Flawless Calendar. We're also celebrating Plus Model Radio's one-year anniversary, as well as a kickoff for the MS Walk. And this is going to happen at Stitch Lounge and Restaurant, located at 247 West 37th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue in New York City. And we're going to be upstairs. Now, Saturday, April 18th, we're going to do some networking with Monique C because, you know, we have a party and it's a lot of music and a lot of people. You can't really talk good. You can kind of talk, but not as good as we'll be able to Saturday. So Saturday, you can join us at Monique C's showroom, which is at 325 West 38th Street, Suite 1007 in New York. And some people also will be shooting with you and Lucas, right?
Right. We'll be at the studio shooting.
And then Sunday, April 19th, is the Manhattan Walk. And it is the start and finish is at South Street Seaport. So I don't know what that is, but I guess is that by water?
Right. It's down by the water. You're just going to go down to the seaport. They're going to have, you know, everything set up. You're going to see the signs everywhere. You're going to go to the, even if you registered online, you're going to go to the registration booth. If you registered already, you should have received your packet with your number. You know, so you should have, you know, your packet with the instructions in there. But if you haven't yet and you're just signing up tonight and you're going to meet us on Sunday, you go to the registration booth. They give you your ticket, you know, your number that you just kind of put on your T-shirt or your sweatshirt. And, you know, and just meet us there. We'll be there, you know, at 8 o'clock to meet everyone.
And you have the option of walking 3 or 6 miles.
Right.
And I think we're going to do 3. We're not trying to prove nothing to nobody.
I'm not even going to fake it. I will definitely say 3 miles.
Me too.
I've been trying to practice. I've been taking the baby out with me, walking around, you know, Battery Park, but we're definitely going to do three miles.
So if you're interested in walking with us on Sunday, you should register as a walker with the Plus Model Magazine team on the MS website. But if you don't register in advance, I was told you can still show up the day of the event and register in person.
Exactly.
And if you donate $100 at that time, you get a Walk MS T-shirt, but there is no minimum donation required when you register.
Right.
So, okay, we're still taking callers. The number to call in is 347-326-9639. And also, I want to give out a shout-out to the Venus Divas with Venus Diva Mag, because they were also doing something to raise money, too. On the new community, there's an auction where
right.
you can sell clothes, like on eBay, right?
Exactly. I think that if you have not been on the new Venus Diva site, you're definitely missing out. The entire format is just absolutely amazing. The community is just really thriving over there. The girls, you know, have been really doing really well monitoring the sites, and everyone is so supportive of each other between the forum and the magazine. And what they decided to do was kind of put together like an eBay site on Venus Divas where you sell, you know, your shirts. And it's a really, really great way. I mean, I can't tell you the things that I've put, you know, up there and sold, you know, jeans,
so you've
jackets.
Sold stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I just, you know, sometimes you just, you know, grow out of things, or, you know, you buy something and then you don't return it back, or you don't have the receipt anymore, but you don't like it or it doesn't fit, you know, and I just, you know, take a picture, put it up there. It's very affordable. It's not, you know, pricey at all. It's very easy, you know, to know what your fees are, which are very minimal. And a portion of, you know, the sale is going towards the MS Walk fundraising event.
Right.
So it's been really great. You know, the girls have been really great about it.
So that's a way to get rid of some clothes and help a good cause.
Exactly.
And make a little cash, too,
that's
right?
That's right. Do your spring cleaning. Definitely do your spring cleaning. It's not too late.
So I want to give a shout-out to the people in our chat room. They're chatting, and I see people are saying they're going to be at the Curvy All-Star weekend this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. It might be something that we end up doing every year.
Yeah, I would love to be able to put something together every year. It's been something that's been on my mind, and I wanted to do, and then, you know, kind of the pregnancy stopped me from doing a couple of things that year. Not much, but I think it would be really nice to put something together every single year where everyone, you know, already knows ahead of time and can plan accordingly, especially
right.
now in these financial times. You
right.
know, but for all of us to come together, I think that, you know, we do such a great job of supporting each other, you know, online and, you know, just kind of, you know, in every way other way possible, but it would be great to be able to see each other. You know, like a lot of people have seen you or have, you know, spoken to you or have heard you speak, actually, but they've never met you. You know, one of the girls
right.
that's here today, and she's helping me with the baby so I could be on the phone with you, she said, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, actually meeting Shanice. I've heard so much about her, and I've seen her pictures and everything, and I think it's really nice, you know, for people to actually, you know, want to meet other people, and you get to meet so many different people, photographers and makeup artists. The
right.
last time, you know, for the Flawless Calendar, I met so many people. Had
right.
such a great time. We had such an awesome time.
Right, because you talk to people online, but it's not the same thing as in person.
Yes.
In person,
exactly.
you can really get the true essence of the personality.
Exactly. And other people have also heard about it. So then that's when you get, you know, photographers come and, you know, you kind of network with them and you have the makeup artist. Like, I invited this fantastic hairstylist that I've been working with for the past couple of months. She is phenomenal. And I said, you have to come. And she's not even, you know, a big girl. She is so supportive of this industry. She loves it.
And who is she?
And her name is Aliza Williams.
Okay.
And she is part of the dream team now. She is absolutely amazing. She is really good. You know, she's very supportive, sweet girl. You know, everybody gets along with her, and she does a fantastic, fantastic job.
Okay. So make sure you have your cards ready this weekend.
Yes.
Because I never go anywhere without business cards.
That's right. And if you have a comp card, bring your comp card, bring your business cards, you know, bring your books because photographers will be there, makeup artists. You know, this is, you know, going to be a really nice. And if you're not coming to the party, you know, and you're going to the networking event, bring your stuff
bring
with you. Never leave your stuff, you know, never leave your house without it.
And if you are interested in being a guest on Plus Model Radio, you can bring me your material for your business or product there, too. You can bring your press release or just bring me some free stuff so I can talk about it. So I don't know what I'm going to wear yet to the party Friday. Do you?
Oh, my goodness. Everyone is talking about, and I was thinking about it today. I was like, you know, the last time that I went out, you know, I went for the launch of the new DSC Girls, the launch of the new, what's it called? DSC models that are going on the tour. I totally forgot the title. Oh my God, it's skipping my mind. But anyway, so when I went, I just kind of threw something together. It was after work or whatever. But I have definitely planned out, you know, what I'm gonna. I have two outfits ready. I have jeans, like I told Christy, I was gonna do. I was gonna do the jeans with the top, very America's Next Top Model. You know, not really over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought about how everybody gets really decked out for these things because
right.
I remember, you know, you and Jamil for the Flawless Calendar looked like you were coming out of a pageant. You know. Gowns and stuff, and I was like, oh, no, what am I going to do walking in with jeans?
You know, those pictures are going to be all over the Internet. So I had to make sure I was extra shiny.
I don't know. You sure did. And so, you know, so did everybody else. Everybody looked really fantastic. So I was like, okay, I have two. I got to see how I'm feeling that day. Am I feeling dressy or am I feeling jeans and a top?
But this is what I was thinking. I was thinking for that Friday and Saturday to maybe not wear high heels to save your feet for the walk on Sunday.
Yes, I so suggest you wearing flats or something really cute or wedges. Nobody's looking at your feet, honestly.
I don't know. I'm going to be so short.
Wearing?
Huh?
Do you remember the shoes I was wearing at the party? No.
No.
No one is looking down there. You know, and it's dark anyway. So, you know, save your feet for Sunday.
I'm going to try. But I'm going to be so short, and everybody's going to be tall and cute in their heels.
Oh, my goodness. And please, for those of you that are coming from warm weather, we have no idea what the weather is going to be like on Sunday. One day it's 60, another day it's, you know, 40. So
you think it might be cold?
Yeah, because it's like today they said it was going to be 60 degrees, barely. It wasn't even 60. Maybe it was 57, and it was a cold 57, very windy 57. So I don't think it's going to be, like, really, really cold. But for you guys that are coming from 80s, you know, it might be a little cold for you. So make sure
I need to bring my wool coat.
Yes. Well, bring, you know, definitely bring a nice warm jacket. You know, I don't know about wool, but bring your warm jacket.
Okay. I'm glad you told me that because I had no idea.
Yeah, so, well, kind of thought, you know, it would be good to let everybody know.
So let's go through some more of the pledges that already came through.
So let's see. Let me bring mine up.
And the number to dial is, I know I keep saying it over and over, is 347-326-9639. Because we had some groups and organizations that did things and were donating a portion of their proceeds to this. So
Right. You
guys, if you did things, make sure you call in to let us know what you did and how exciting it was. Even if you already sent your money, just call in and just reiterate it.
Right. So I'm not going to say, like, amounts or anything, but I'll definitely go through a list of people. We have coming in Damon Mitchell, Beth Turner, Rebecca Weber, Kerry Williams, Kevin and Emily Campbell, the Royces, Elizabeth Seifu. Let's see. Those are coming in now.
Oh, so while we're talking, things are coming in?
Yep.
Okay, well, y'all, after you send it in, call in. Well, at least somebody's entertained by our chatting and sending money, so it's working. Okay,
yeah,
so is it some more?
Yep, I'm going into each one. Just takes a little while to load in.
Okay.
But this is so fantastic. I think it's really great.
And already we raised over $1,000 already, or is it over $2,000 already?
It's over $2,000 already.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we have done an amazing job in, you know, such a short amount of time. We have over, let me see what the total is right now. I know it's over $2,000, actually.
That's great.
$2,830.
Especially with the recession. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. We got some new pledges today, as a matter of fact. Christy McNeil, Benjamin Rodriguez, Rebecca Torres. We have a lot of models, Nicole LaBrie. So it's been really nice. It's been definitely coming in.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That how does that make you feel that people are supporting you?
I think it's really great. I think the bigger picture here is one of the most important things is for people to really think about themselves and be healthy and take care of your body. You know, I can't, you know, stress enough how important it is for you to take care of yourself and not to be numb to your body because you're not at your goal weight,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I feel, you know, I've spoken to models on set. They will pay for a photo shoot but still not be happy with their bodies and say, oh, you know, when I'm in 20 pounds, in 15 pounds, and it's not in 15 pounds. It's right now you have to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, watch what you put in your mouth. Yes, we all eat a burger. We all eat ice cream or whatever, but everything in moderation and,
mm-hmm.
and introducing exercise, and Lord knows, you know, it's very hard. You know,
right.
I have a baby,
right.
I have the magazine, I have a job, I have a lot of things going on. But, you know, you have to try to, you know, if it's 15 minutes a day and do some jumpy jacks, do something that's going to benefit the health, you know, your health and your body, and really taking care of your body, because my symptoms were so small
mm-hmm.
and it didn't last very long. It lasted about maybe 10 days. So if I didn't pay attention and say, well, I'm busy,
it could have been easily overlooked.
Yeah. I could have been living with MS and not realize it until I went blind one day or woke up and I couldn't see or couldn't walk or something because I wasn't, you know, aware of what was going on. If I didn't pay attention and say, you know what, this is worth looking into, you know, and I think that that's one of the biggest mistakes. And I've met some, you know, some women on, you know, some of the chat rooms, you know, for MS.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they did the very same thing. You know, well, I had three children and a husband and a thriving career, and I just didn't pay attention, you know, when my arm, you know, would go numb and I thought maybe I slept on it wrong. You know, that
mm-hmm.
happens. Of
mm-hmm.
course that happens. That's happened to me. It's happened to you. But, you know, sometimes if it's something is persistent, you have to go and take care of yourself and really listen to your body. And I think
right.
that's one of the things that I wanted, you know, to always stress the most. And also when you know someone, you know, that has MS or any other, you know, be supportive of that person. I think that one of the other things that's been so amazing in my life, you know, I have a great family and a great husband, but my friends and the modeling community has been so supportive. You know, when I couldn't go on set because, you know, I was pregnant or because I was sick, I wasn't feeling good and I couldn't make it on set, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've had amazing support, you know, and amazing women go for me and stand in for me and, you know, be me on set. And being me on set means doing a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of backache work, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't thank, you know, like Mia Amber, she's helped me so much. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's been so supportive of me, you know, throughout this entire journey. I can't thank her enough.
And
you know,
she'll be there this weekend.
Mm-hmm. She's always been so supportive. And it's just been, you know, really great support and, you know, and not making it, you know, oh, it's not something that we, you know, we can't talk about. No, it's something we need to talk about because if it's not MS, you know, it's somebody that has cancer and it's somebody that has this. And, you know,
right.
as women, we have to support each other, you know, and
right.
we all, you know, see challenges in our lives, small or big, you know, but we have to learn to, you know, overcome them and be supportive and be positive about it. That's
right,
what I'm trying
right.
to do.
Right, because it might not be MS. It could be something else. You never
right.
know. You never know when you somebody that's listening will need a helping hand.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly. And you support each other. And I think as a whole, the plus size community, especially through this recession, has been very supportive of each other. I know that with the magazine, it's been difficult. We've definitely seen, the difference, obviously, in the ad dollars and stuff like that. But it's been really, really great how we've been able to work together. With the vendors and with the clothing companies and designers, they're still being so supportive and, really trying to support us. And, we're still doing really, really great. I'm really amazed at how, I'm already, planning the July issue, the August issue, and we're just going, breezing right on through. People are still being supportive. The models, photographers, everyone's being really, really great. So I'm so thankful and blessed.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Plus Model Magazine. Since our team that we'll be walking in Sunday is the Plus Model Magazine team.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think this is the first plus-size team assembled to walk in the MS walk?
You know what? That's a really good question. I'm sure that other families maybe have
right.
done it together. Maybe they're plus-size families, but I'm not sure that any other plus-size organization has done it. I'm not entirely sure. I know that... some other people have approached me. I'm not going to say their names because I'm not sure if I have that permission. But
mm-hmm.
as a team, I think that we're probably one of, the first. And, it'll only get bigger and better, in years to come. This is our first year, so I'm learning. This is baby steps for me. I've never done anything like this before. And, next year will be bigger and better. And, we'll
right.
make another event, another weekend event. And
right.
it'll be really fun and, bring more people on to kind of keep us informed.
Now, if you aren't able to physically walk, could someone still come out and just maybe sit at the finish line or something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can meet us at the finish and the beginning start is at the same place. It's at the
oh.
South Street Seaport. And close while we are walking, if you physically cannot walk, you can actually go. There's like shops and places that you can sit and, right by the water. It's right by the water. It's really beautiful. And if the weather's really nice, you can sit by the water. There's places to shop, places to eat. There's a lot of things to do down there.
So
if you're not able to.
Somebody could come just to cheer us on and
exactly.
have
absolutely.
Some cold water for waiting for us at the finish line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. But getting back to the magazine, I think we're doing really, really well. I think that we started off, with a bang. I think we shocked a lot of people by putting our first, non-signed, newbie on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie was just absolutely amazing, and this just goes to show you how, girls sometimes, models are like, well, we'll just take a snapshot and we could just, it's not going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
you really have to... outshine some of the other girls and really show what you can do. And it was her port that drove us to ask her to be on that cover. She had been testing and she was just absolutely amazing. You could see the progress
mm-hmm.
in every picture. You can actually see how she started to where she was at that point. And, and for February, I took a really big chance, Laura from the Glamazons was, in the editorial, and
mm-hmm.
Macy from Model Service Agency here in New York.
And
I wanted to do something different, the black and white. It was our first black and white issue. And I loved it because this was, our idea, and we wanted to do black and white, and I gave complete creative control to Tara for the makeup, and you have no idea how scared I was about that.
Why?
not about Tara and the makeup, but the fact that it was different,
mm-hmm.
you would be amazed at how picky people could be. Oh, that cover was horrible. Oh, that was horrible. And I just wanted it to be something different. I wanted to get away from the normal lingerie that we always do, real
mm-hmm.
pretty, and I wanted it to be sexy. I wanted leather, and I wanted, that shiny, material, and I wanted lace, I wanted
mm-hmm.
it to be completely different, and it went really, really well, and everybody absolutely loved it. We got so many great emails, saying, oh, this issue was great, I loved it, so that was really, really fantastic. And then
mm-hmm.
came March,
mm-hmm.
let me see, what was March, who was on the cover of March, let me see, I know April is what we're in now. And the last one before that was this one. So far, this one with our first vintage issue, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Everyone has been, you know, emailing me about that one, the models, past guests of the radio show. I'm like, oh, my
really?
Goodness, yes, some of your girls. The agency for Whitney Thompson was like, wow, this issue was really fantastic. You
really?
Know, a lot of people, yeah, it's been doing really, really well. Selena was an absolute dream to work with, first of all. Selena is a great model. She's been working with us, you know, working in the industry for a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And her professionalism was just amazing. She was so sweet on set. She was very professional. She would ask, you know, can I look at that shot? Because when we're shooting, you know, when we shoot with Luke, it goes right into the laptop. So now we're able to see almost like, you know, how I'm Mr. J, by the way, on set. I'm Mr. J on set. So if you're shooting with me, hello, Christy, yeah. I'm Mr. J. So if I see something I don't like, you know,
you're
I'm
like,
okay,
ooh,
this
you
isn't
a mess,
working.
Honey.
Yeah. So, you know, she would ask to look at it, and it's not because she just wanted to see. It was, oh, you know what? I need to look at my light. She critiqued herself. And to me, for a woman that at that level, you know, was just amazing, I was like, wow, this is really great, like to see someone so down to earth. So we had a really, really great time with her. She was really great.
Yeah, because some people think that modeling is so easy, but you can easily tell the difference between a professional and an amateur in front of the camera.
Yes. And Selena, you know, just really did such a great job at, you know, being on the shoot. It was snowing. It was that big snowstorm in New York. And the call time was 7:30 in the morning, and everyone got there on time, everybody. And they came from Long Island, from Queens, from everywhere. In the snow to Brooklyn. We shot it at Redress.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just had
Oh, that photo shoot was actually in the store?
Yes, we did
it
at the
I didn't know
store.
That.
Yes.
I knew the clothing
on.
Was from there, but I didn't know that was the location.
No, that whole entire location was there. That's her store. Her store is beautiful.
Hmm.
It's beautiful. It's big. It's beautiful. It's decorated in, you know, that vintage style. All that stuff that's in the shoot, it's all from the store itself.
Okay.
Everything, not just the clothing. And Deb had lunch for us there. She ordered, you know, lunch for us. We just had such a great time with her. And, you know, the crew just had a really great time, and Selena was really great, very professional. I really enjoyed working with her a lot. And then before that, in March, we had our first bridal issue. How could I forget? We actually had our first bridal issue, and I went to the showroom at David's Bridal, and I picked out, you know, we picked out gowns, and it was just so fun, but I forgot how heavy those gowns are.
And you had to pull them on the subway?
I took them out on the cab. They were too heavy. Mia brought them to me, and then I took them back. Those things were heavy. Oh, my goodness, yeah. But it was well worth it. We had a really great time, you know, shooting with Kaylee and Alex. It was really nice. And we got to shoot in a hotel, which we hadn't done before, at the Harlem Inn Hotel up in Harlem. So it was really nice. We shot in the Lena Horne room. So it was very nice. It's very authentic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, we had a really, really good time. And we also, and that bridal issue just kind of, you know, it really came together really nicely. And a lot of people liked the fact that we did it earlier in the year as opposed to doing it later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gave them really great ideas for their weddings, being that weddings are mostly in the spring to summer.
Oh, so those models were actually getting married too?
There a lot of the models that are getting married emailed us and said, thank you for doing the bridal issue. Instead of making it June, like normally, you know, the bridal issues are like in June or May. They said, thank you for doing it earlier because, you know, you have such great ideas. You know, the girl that wrote for us from Something Blue had such great ideas. And they actually wrote in and said, wow, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Thank you for putting it because now I could incorporate it in my own wedding this summer. And I thought that was really great. So
so you can get all kind of information out of Plus Model Magazine just besides modeling.
Yep, absolutely.
So we are winding down our first hour, 1 hour down.
One hour.
So the number is
347-326-9639. And a shout out to the people in our chat room. It looks like people are a little scared to call in, but the good news is donations are coming through the website online.
Right.
So it's still being successful. But don't be scared to call in and chit-chat with us now. The number is 347-326-9639. The lines are open, so make sure you call right now. So, yeah, so we also need a representative from Venus Divas Magazine to call in. I'm surprised. I'm going to start calling people out. I'm going to start naming names. And wondering, where are you? You need to call in. The number is 347-326-9639. So hopefully, if it's a long-distance call, I'm sorry, just call us in on your cell phone. Or hopefully you have unlimited long distance. The show doesn't have a 1-800 number.
So anyway, while we're waiting for phone calls to go in, let me talk to you about the radio show, because a year ago, or a little over a year ago, when you approached Valerie and I about, you know, we was kind of toying around with a lot of other different little projects,
mm-hmm.
and we settled on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first couple of ones, we were just kind of like, okay, we're feeling our way through this, and you've
right.
done so well with the radio show. I think the guest and, you know, you just, you know, have captivated, you know, the numbers have been amazing. You know, the audience, you know, listening in and tuning in and actually coming back if they miss it to listen to it later on. You know,
yeah.
I even have my sister, I was like, yeah, I missed it, but I listened to it on Monday on my lunch break.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, my sisters really enjoy it, you know. I think they like your accent. They're going to be talking to you a lot on Sunday. They're like, you have such a cool accent.
Well, see, I thought my accent was fading away, but then when I hear people from different areas, they're like, no, honey, it's there.
Compared to New York.
I try to talk in my professional voice for the radio
yes.
show, so at the party it might be real strong when you get loose.
Oh my goodness. But
yeah.
Tell me about what, you know, how you feel this past year has, you know, gone with Plus Model Radio.
Well, actually, the show has exceeded my expectations because, well, like I said in my interview in the magazine for 1 year, I am actively pursuing being a television host. So even though you can't see me, this is still giving me practice for what I want to pursue with my
That's
interviewing
great.
Skills. Because, you know, just from the first show to now, it's a big difference. Like the first show, we were winging it. But
right.
now, you know, it has helped me tremendously. So when I'm in front of the camera doing something, like, I am, like, a natural. It's so easy. So,
that's great.
You know, is the hardest thing is to try and schedule people that would be that are entertaining to the masses, because the thing I try and do with the show is not only get people that attract to the plus size industry, but to mainstream industry too, because
right.
everybody that listens to the show is not interested in modeling. Everybody
right.
that listens to the show is not even plus size.
Right.
So, you know, like pop singers or somebody on a reality show, that's somebody that appeals to everyone,
right.
regardless of the size. So that's able to bring new readers to Plus Model Magazine that may not have been exposed before.
Right.
So, you know, it's just been a win-win situation for everybody. So I'm just excited with the opportunity. I, you know, I wish I can do it every day, but that would be hard work. We haven't got to Oprah status yet.
Yes, not yet. You're on your way, though.
So we're working on it.
That's
working
right.
on it.
That's right. And you've had some really great guests. You know, you had Whitney Thompson, you know, shortly
yes.
after her win. You've had, you know, so many great people on the show. Who are your most memorable guests?
Well, you know, different people are memorable for different things. I, one, you know, and the high
higher profile they are, I actually get a little nervous in the interview. Now, you might not can tell, and I can compose myself well, but, like, when I'm interviewing Whitney Thompson or Kimberly Locke, I'm kind of nervous.
Right, right.
And, you know, sometimes if I'm nervous, I'll stumble across a couple words, and, Lord, I know I slaughter a lot of people's names. They come on, I don't know what I'll be calling them, but, you know, just correct me, because I had that same thing before I got on the radio show. You know, people hear me say my name, but a lot of people that, you know, just we talk online, they would be like, Chinesi. So,
Chinesi?
Yeah, they say Chinesi.
Oh, wow. That's new. Chinesi.
Or Chinese. So I don't feel bad when I mess up people's name, because people mess up mine all the time. So just correct me. I won't be offended. But, yeah, so I really enjoyed Lisa Scott, because Lisa Scott, said was one that is a very successful model. And at the time of the interview, she wasn't represented by agency. So I love
right.
to hear success stories like that, that people that are really hustling and doing things outside the box. I love to hear that.
Right.
And,
I think that her interview was really important for that reason, you know, among others, obviously. But she's been very successful, you know, for a very long time. And the fact that she's not represented at this time, and she's been represented by big agencies and decided, you know what, I think I could represent myself at this point, you know, in my career, you know, by myself, I think, you know, says a lot about who you are and, you know, your relationship to different agencies. Not to say that you don't need an agency. Obviously, you have more opportunities
right.
when you have agencies. But being that she had been in the industry for so long,
she
and
made
developed,
those connections.
It's a lot, there's a lot to be said for, you know, who you are. People will remember you when you are a great model, you have a
mm-hmm.
great attitude, and, you know, and you're professional, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not about smiling and, you know, but it's about smiling and being able to get the job done. You know, I remember I went on set one time to an Ashley Stewart shoot when they did like a model search, and I went to the shoot to go and interview the winner, and they were shooting, I think it was their Mother's Day campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Linda Raskowski, she's the marketing
mm-hmm.
director, and I said, you know, you've been using, you know, the same models, you know, like they alternate, obviously, but they were using, I think it was Muslima,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a couple of, you know, campaigns in a row. And I said, what determines, you know, I want to know why, how does she get booked over and over? And she said, that girl and people that we use all the time, is because they get the shot. Like, they basically have, like, 10 shots per look. And I stood there and watched it happen. The photographer literally shot 1, 2, 3, up to 10 frames. Okay, we're done.
And then they are good enough to have something usable out of those 10.
Exactly. Exactly. That is what that will get you booked. If you have the you know, the ability to go on set, even as, you know, even if you have to, you know, go in there and pay your way, and they pay you, you know, a fee, but you have to pay, if they will pay for you to come back the next time, if you can sell that clothing and you are that good that the photographer only has to do a minimal amount of shots, because time is always money when it comes to, you know, these
yes.
photo shoots.
Yes.
So if you can, I was so amazed. And it was just kept on, the line just kept on going. She got off and then went, there went Joanne. And there went the next model. And then came back Muslima. And I was just sitting there like, wow, that is amazing.
Right.
That is really amazing.
And
but,
that's
you know,
the difference between somebody professional and amateur, where if you're not comfortable in front of the camera, you might need time to warm up.
Exactly.
And you're unsure of yourself. You can't
yes.
get it together. But when
that's why the girls are always shooting. You know, that's why you see, you know, a lot of girls are like, oh, you know, they're just camera hogs. And this is, you know, these models, they just want to take pictures all the time. It's not that they want to take pictures all the time. It's that they're always practicing and developing
right.
their skill. One photo shoot, one good photo shoot does not make you a model. One
right.
good photo shoot does not make you, you know, at the top of your game. You have
right.
to be able to model anything at any time. You know, I was just showing the girl that's here, I was, you know, telling her, you know, something similar earlier tonight. I said, and I showed her a picture of me and I when we did this shoot years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hideous, hideous clothing, hideous.
Uh-huh.
And they put us in wedding gowns. And in this one shot, we look like just horrible, horrible together. And I said, but you can't tell by the shoot. In between the shots, I would tell Mia, look at us. You like it, right? You know, and I would fool her. She's like, shut up, Maddie.
Right,
but
right.
You would never tell by the shot because we were smiling and we were pleasant and we were showing off our clothes like, you know, it was
like
Christian
you're supposed
Dior,
to.
You know, like, yeah. So, you know, that's the difference, you know, and I try to urge the models, you know, I'm not trying to discourage you. I want you to continue, and I'm looking at some of them developing really, really nicely. Really, there's a lot of models right now that are on that breaking point, that tip of going from, you know, a good model to a really great model. You know what I mean? That could carry an editorial by herself, let's say.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're working at it, and it's getting there. But it just takes time to develop. You can't be in such a rush and say, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Give yourself time to develop. You know?
And, you know, just one thing I've noticed, like some girls pursuing modeling, they do a photo shoot, and they will put every single picture online for that photo shoot, like 15 pictures with the same outfit. And
right.
all of those pictures are not hot. And all of those poses are not hot. You're just supposed to put the one best one, not all the cheesy ones, too.
It's so, so right. It's so right.
Yeah, so some people, like, they have 100 pictures up for one photo shoot, but that is not exciting.
Exactly, exactly. Well, some of the girls, when they do ask me, and I'm obviously very busy all the time, you know, trying to, you know, with the magazine and the baby and everything. But if I have time, I do, the girls that, let's say, come to test with Luke, I will actually make a favorites folder for them when we're going through the folder, you know, through the pictures, and I'll say, these are the best ones. If there's not a picture in there that you like, ask me why I didn't put it in there. One, it could be an oversight. Maybe I didn't put it in there and it is a good picture. Or I will point out to you why. Maybe your shoulder's missing. Maybe the way that your angle is, maybe, you know, it's not a good angle for your neck. Maybe you look tiny and you're actually 5'7", but you look 5 feet tall. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason why that picture didn't make it into that folder. Or if, you know, a girl wants me to review her model mayhem. Sometimes, you know, if I have time, and sometimes it'll take me a month to get to it, but I'll get to it eventually. And I'll say, okay, take this out, take this out, take this out. And if you want to know why, I will tell you why. But you need to take this, keep this, and you need more of these. And I'll make it really quick and simple. And it's not that I'm trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be cutthroat, but one, I don't have time to sugarcoat. And the way the industry is, they will not sugarcoat. If you go on set or if you lie and say you can do something and you can't, they will send you home.
Or you lie about the size.
Yes, I remember being on set and some girl came and lied about her measurements. And when she came on set, and it's not even funny, but back then it was to me, I was like, oh, my goodness, just because the girl was nasty, that's why I think it was funny. But the girl couldn't fit the clothing, and they had to send her home.
Right,
and
so she wasted everybody's time.
Exactly. I'm like, you're wasting time. You're wasting everybody else's time. And I was like, you see, don't be nasty and stop lying about your measurements, really.
Right.
You know, maybe if she was nice, they would have found clothes for her, but they didn't even try to find clothes for her. They were just like, go home. You know, I'm telling you, it says a lot about who you are when you can be a nice person, when you could be a pleasant person, when you could, you know, just really be the best person that you could be. Yes, we all have off days, and yes, you know, we could all be cranky and, you know, good down and nasty sometimes, you know, who knows. But, you know, you really have to try to be a better person every day and really support each other in this industry, you know, and especially the models, you know. I know that there could be some, you know, jealousy or some, oh, she's not all that or whatever the case is. You know what? Don't let that seep in. Really don't.
Right. Right.
You know, that's not right. You just try to, you know, do the best and worry about yourself.
Yeah, because really, if you are working hard and promoting yourself right, you don't even have time for that. It's like every day I have something to do. I don't even have time to look at somebody and hate on them. Where do you find the time to do that?
Exactly. Yeah, well, there's people, you know, there's models, you know, even photographers, you know, that do the same thing, you know. But we just try to keep it rolling. Anytime that any kind of stuff like that comes our way, the Plus Model Magazine, we just kind of, you know, keep it moving, you know. We just try to put a real positive spin and just keep it moving, you know. We're not always going to please everyone. We're not always going to, you know, not everybody's going to love every cover or every model that we use or whatever the case is. But, you know, there's always a reason or, like I say, a method to my madness. I tell Valerie all the time, there's always a method. Fit to my madness. You know, there's always a reason why I'm using a specific model, or, you know, maybe the last cover that she was on blew off the charts. You know what I mean?
Right,
so maybe
right.
that's someone worth, you know, using again a year later
right.
or 2 years later because, you know, she brought a lot of readership, you
right.
know? So, you know, there's always a reason for everything that we do, you know, and we take, you know, a lot of notice to the numbers, you know, what models bring a lot of numbers in, you know, to the readers. You know, they either have a great outreach, they have a great website, you know, fantastic pictures, you know, they have a big fan base. You know, those models are really fantastic. They have something to say, they have something to offer. They've been in the industry for a long time, you know, and a lot of people want to see their work. So they will go
right.
and they will read the articles and sometimes be introduced for the very first time to the magazine.
Right, right, right.
Which is really important.
So I know you probably get a lot of emails with girls asking how to break into the industry.
Every day.
So,
every day.
So how do you feel about that? Because there is a section that tells you everything to do.
Every
so,
day. What I have actually done is I've put together a canned response with links that will help aspiring models. So, you know, obviously, I read what it is that they need. You know, some girls are already testing, you know, so that's a different response than to a girl that has never tested, knows nothing about the industry at all. So, the girl that doesn't know anything about the industry, I have a certain canned response for that person that will have links for, you know, every single page, every, you know, information page. You know, this is where you can find photographers. This is where you can find information. This is what you should be looking at. These are the types of models, you know, modeling industry, everything that you can have. And I have different links. And then if you're a model and you're on your way and, you know, you want, you know, let's say feedback or something like that, I direct them to the forums because there's always great feedback. There's women on there that have been modeling, you know, for a while that will give you great feedback on your pictures. You know what? This is great. This is not so great. Maybe this isn't a good look, or do you have questions, or certain questions, because I just don't have the time for every single email that comes in.
Right,
you know,
right.
The other day, Tara and I have the same BlackBerry, the same color
mm-hmm.
and everything. So she picked up mine by mistake, and when she saw the amount of emails that were still new and coming in, she almost passed out. She's like, I can't believe how many emails are coming in. I'm like, don't look at it. Just don't do it. Because I get emails all the time, all the time.
I'm sure.
All the time. You know, and if, you know, it just kind of, sometimes, you know, especially in the beginning, it would get discouraging. I'm like, well, this model's not reading. Like, look at the information
right.
that we put out there. Like, Sharon
right.
Quinn's, you know, information every month
is
just
fabulous.
Like, I would have been so happy to be able to read that when I first started modeling.
Yeah, because they didn't even have anything that great out back then.
No, I mean, we just didn't have that, and she's basically spelling it out for you and from experience. She's lived through this. She's done campaigns, you know, and has been on the runway and has been in the middle of so many things and, you know, changed agencies. So there's so much to learn from everything that she writes and provides for us. And, you know, we'll get the same question that she just answered maybe 2 issues ago. And I'll just, you know, okay, go into our archives, you know, click on Sharon, and you will see the answer right there. You know, same thing with Larissa. Larissa has been a fit model for how long? That girl looks amazing, amazing. She is
mm-hmm.
a curvy, curvy girl with an amazing body because she is a fit model, and she is the truest meaning of a fit model because she has curves, curves, curves.
Mm-hmm.
And she does urban wear. She does, like, rock wear and baby fat jeans. Yes. When did you see her? I think she's coming Friday.
Okay.
I saw her this last time. I said, you are going to be the reason why I take this baby weight off. You look so good. Because she's a full size. You know what I mean? She's not
mm-hmm.
like a 12. You know, she's like a 16, 18, really.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks so phenomenal. She's fit. And that's, you know, for a fit model, that's what you have to be. You know, you got to
mm-hmm.
have those curves, but you got to be fit. And she takes care of herself. But, you know, she's not, you know, not eating and not enjoying herself, you know, as a person. And
right,
I just, you know,
right.
thought that was so great. I'm like, I can't wait for people to meet you. You know, people think, oh, you got to be a fit model, you got to be little. No, you just got to be fit. You got to have those measurements. And she looks fantastic. And she's
mm-hmm.
someone else that has been in this industry for so long, has so much information, you know, to give. And she puts out every month. And we get the same questions every time. I'm like, you are not reading. I'm giving you all the information that you need. Just read it, you know, and really take it and, you know, do what you can with it.
And you know what? One email I get often that I really don't like to answer and I won't answer
mm-hmm.
is, how do you think I look? Do you think I have what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think I should be the person you're asking, because what one company uses is not what the other company uses.
Right. Exactly. I think that, you know, I don't like answering that question either, even though, you know, everyone asks that at some point or another. Do you think, you know, I have what it takes? That's normally the question. Do you think I have what it takes to be a model?
Yeah, and really would it be, do you think that you yourself have what it takes?
Exactly.
That's what needs to be asked.
Really up, exactly. It really is up to you to do the research to see where in the industry you fit. It's so funny because I was telling Tiffany tonight, I was telling her, you know, at when I was modeling and, you know, and I was doing this, you know, you have one of the biggest lessons was I had to learn where I fit in. You know, I wasn't going to be Crystal Ren, you know,
right.
But I definitely had the more commercial look, you know. The only, you know, real edgy stuff I did was really for Gwen DeVoe and on the runway, and I loved it. I loved it. Learning how to walk was one of the best experiences of my life. I loved it. You know, and I used to come home with swollen ankles sometimes from all the rehearsing, but I loved every minute of it, and I had such great experiences, you know, with her. But, you know, you have to learn about the industry, research the industry, and then say, you know what, this is where I fit. You know,
right.
This is where I can thrive and do my best. You know,
right.
I am a commercial model. I am a parts model. You know, Trisha is amazing. We just shot Trisha a couple of weeks ago, and Trisha is amazing. She has never done anything else but be a fit model and showroom model. She has never had any other job. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And guess what? She's not 6 feet tall. She's
right,
not, you know, 5'9".
Right.
She's lit.
Right.
She's shorter than me. She's
right.
a fit model, you know, and she's just amazing in front of the camera. The experience this woman has, the stories that she could tell you, are amazing. And this
right.
is why I can't tell the girls, you know, you have a look or you don't have a look. You have to make that opportunity for yourself. That Trisha had, you know, her interview is going to be in the May issue. She had no door slammed on her face, but she said, no, I'm going to do this. And
right.
she found her place.
Right. And speaking about finding your place, I can speak for
that's right.
hours about it because I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's not exactly the fashion capital of the world. And I was so far away from everything. So
right.
I got up and moved. But even when I moved to pursue things, I'm not the right height or the right size. So it's like a big no-no, three strikes for me. And people will argue me down that I'm in the stats because when they see the pictures look nice. But just because the pictures look nice, when you put the tape measure around me, they wouldn't hire me to put in the clothes because I can't fit it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to find your niche. Now, I know
right.
that 1,002%.
Exactly. And I think that that's, you know, you have to be realistic about the things that you can do. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
And, you know, I think that you have to be willing to put a lot of work and effort into it. You know, I know that we're in difficult financial times right now, and, you know, I've been talking to models, and they're like, you know, do I really have to put a lot of money into it? You know what? You have to invest, you know, in you. You have to have your hair done. You have to have your nails done. You can't just walk around, you know, looking a hot mess, if you, especially if you signed, you know, with an agency, because you can go to a casting or go see at any moment. You could be sitting at your desk one moment, and the next minute, you know, your cell phone is ringing. You know what? You have a go-see at 2 o'clock. You don't have time to get your nails done or
right.
your toes or anything. Just put on your shoes, grab your bag, and go to the go-see. That's
right.
the reality, you know, of a lot of the models working right now. You know, not the full-time working models, but the ones that are working freelance or on a part-time level.
Right.
You know? So
and
you
everybody's
have to be
not
going to
be in a Lane Bryan ad.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's great to have that as a goal, you know, and maybe you will be, you know, at one point. You know, I'm sure Nicole LaBrie didn't think she was going to be, you know, working for Lane Bryant. And guess what? She worked for Lane Bryant, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I'm sure that was one of her goals. And maybe she said, you know what, maybe one day I will be there. And she sure, you know, did. You know, so you have to kind of have, you know, those big goals and dreams, but you also have to be willing to work at it. Look at these girls that have gone, you know, that are at that place right now. You don't know the struggles behind the scenes, the hours, the jogging, the workouts, the shoots, the hair, the, you know, it's a work in progress. Yes, it's a full-time commitment. This isn't just a hobby. If it's a hobby for you, then great. But don't expect to get the campaign or to get, you know, the jobs and for people to know you when you're not willing to put the work and commitment into it. And I think that those are the ones that, you know, those are the people that are discouraged so much because they don't realize how much work really goes into it.
Right. And if it's a hobby, that's good, too. It's a way to
meet
new friends. It's
exactly.
a way to boost your self-esteem. It
right.
may be to do community service.
Exactly.
So you just
exactly.
have to realize which way you're going to do it, as a hobby or professionally, and then follow
right.
suit with the commitment you make.
Right. And some models have, you know, their models, and they do something else. Some of them are makeup artists. You know, some of them are part-time accountants. Sometimes, you know, they just do different things. Like, I never not had a full-time job. I've been a bookkeeper all my life since I came out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never not had a full-time job. And some of these models have other jobs. You know, they're stylists,
mm-hmm.
they're makeup artists, they're bookkeepers, whatever it is that brings that, especially now, you know, that extra income. You know,
right.
because
it's
the modeling
very
industry
rare
is
that somebody's
suffering.
Doing it full-time.
Exactly. And even the ones that are doing it full-time, you know, just... You know, word on the street is that it is, you know, becoming harder and harder. You know, everyone is kind of pulling back and watching their dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So, in turn, they're not hiring as many models or as many shoots. And, you know, we are in tough economic times right now.
Right, right. Okay, so we have 35 minutes left on the
wow.
show.
That was quick.
So
busy talking.
So, I mean, we've been talking and talking. You still can call in. 347-326-9639, but it looks like a lot of people are scared to call in, so thank you to those that have donated through the website.
Yes.
And
I want to thank
Deb
from Redress and Krista Svalbonas, the photographer. She also donated Gwen DeVoe from DeVoe Signature Events, Laura Johnson from the Glamazons, and her mom. I'm also supporting and donated Jeannie Ferguson, Kat Peoples, Trey, up-and-coming model Trey, has been doing a lot of commercial work lately. Valerie and Raul, Valerie Amador, my business partner.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. Teslin Butler, also. My auntie from Florida, Naomi Lasada, she's in. Carly Reed, longtime friend of Mia's. We shot her a long time ago, a really sweet girl. She's also
mm-hmm.
donating in. Thank you so much to everybody. Suzanne Lyons, hey.
Yeah, my girl.
She also went in and donated. Miss you. Can't wait to see her.
So
they're definitely coming in, and we're over our half mark, definitely over our half mark. I had wanted 5,000. We're almost at 3,000 right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
and,
we're doing really
well. And you can donate all the way up to May 15th. That's
right.
the deadline. So donations will be taken, I guess, in person that Sunday at the walk
on
as well.
Day. Right. They just have to know the team. So it's the Plus Model Magazine team.
Right. And to reiterate, this weekend is the Curvy All-Star Weekend, and Friday, April 17th, is the party that we've been talking about. I can't wait to see you all there. There will be calendars for sale, and a lot of the Flawless models will be there from not only this year but last year as well. Maddie, you were flawless last year. And, well, you're still flawless. And the Plus Mile Radio one-year anniversary we'll be celebrating, and the kickoff to the walk. So make sure your face is in the place. We're going to take lots of pictures, and I hope nobody tags me with little greasy, ugly pictures on Facebook, because people love to tag you with funny-looking pictures on Facebook. You can't tag me on MySpace because I have too many friends on MySpace. It won't show up, but they get me on Facebook.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, you can't tag me on MySpace. So then Saturday we'll be with Monif C, and Monif is going to have a lot of discounts there. So if you have been checking out a Monique C piece but you couldn't quite afford it, then you should come through Saturday because there's going to be a lot of discounts going on. And Saturday, you know, we could really chat and discuss things. So that's
a really good one. Take a look at her site. Her site looks really nice. She has some new pictures up with some of the new dresses with Mia. It looks really, really great. And if you miss Rip the Runway, she had, you know, the model, she had one of the best, you know, ever that I've seen, you know, segments. She had a couple of girls in bathing suits, and it just completely, I mean, the audience just loved it.
Went crazy.
Yes, they really did go crazy. And her stuff is just really great, and it's made for your curves. It's made for you in mind.
Yes, and she has some beautiful dresses, some great swimsuits, and a lot of great pieces that you would definitely want to wear somewhere. I wore one of her dresses for the 2008 Flawless Party, and everybody was like, oh, my God. I wore it to the L.A. that, I guess it was a giraffe print. And everybody was like, oh, my God, that dress looks so good. Ooh, where did you get that dress? So,
yeah,
I mean,
now she has the convertible dress long. You know how before it was knee length?
Yes.
Now she has it long, like down almost like a gown. And it looks phenomenal. It looks so nice. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. It makes a huge difference. So now you can have it short and you can have it long.
And you can wear it like, it looks like you have 10 dresses with just
pretty
that
much,
one, right?
Pretty much. Oh, my goodness. And the colors are phenomenal. She has this really nice peachy orange. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Don't ever let anybody tell you that because you're a curvy girl, you cannot wear peachy orange because it is beautiful.
Yeah, don't just stick to black. We can wear colors.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So her website is www.monifc, and that's MONIFC.com. So make sure you come out. I know people are going to be coming and going through the day, so even if you can't stay the whole time, just pop in and say hello and look at the clothing and say hello, because maybe some people won't be able to come Friday night, maybe if they have kids and can't find a babysitter or whatever, so this is another opportunity to network and say hello on Saturday. And do you want to say what your photography special is?
Oh, God, we're actually booked already.
Oh, so.
Yeah, we are solidly booked, yeah. Like, the minute we put it out, it's, you know, it just goes out, it fills up really, really quickly. That's why I put a deadline, because, you know, we fill up really quickly.
Oh,
so,
well,
we're
going to
have a really great day, you know,
okay,
shooting.
Well,
we'll probably do another special in June, probably
okay.
Our next one. It'll be an outdoor special.
And what's the photography website?
www.lucaspictures.net. And it always includes makeup by Tara Taylor. She's at taratayler.net. And then our newest Dream Team member, Aliza Williams. I don't know her site by heart because she has a Model Mayhem, so I don't know her number, but she's really great, and she actually did the hair for the May cover and editorial, which is going to be fantastic.
All right.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see.
We got a great, great cover model, and, you know, the team together was really great.
And I'm getting a text message right now from somebody that said they couldn't log on to the telethon tonight. They tried on two computers but couldn't get through, so maybe some people weren't able to connect live to listen tonight. But even if you're listening and this isn't live anymore, even if you're listening to the show in the archives, you can still call, well, not call in, but you can still go to the website and give your donation. Website link is so long, I can't just tell you where to go, so you'll have to go to
the Plus Model Magazine site.
Right.
At plusmodelmag.com, and you'll be directed from there.
Right. And so we were talking about the weekend, and then that Sunday, April 19th, is the walk. And, you know, some people are asking me, so, you know, the walk is in the daytime. They're like, what are we doing Sunday night? And I was like, Sunday night, I'm going to be tired and sleepy.
Right.
I mean,
well, luckily, the finish and the start line is close to, it's at the seaport. So at the seaport, you have places to eat. There's like a mini mall inside, you know, so it's indoors, places to eat, shop, and stuff like that. So if people wanted to kind of go and rest afterwards and, you know, maybe have brunch or lunch together or something like that, we could probably do that. But after all that walking and maybe having something to eat or something, I would definitely suggest, you know, we all go home and rest our feet.
Most of us have to go to work on Monday. Yeah, well, I'm not flying out until Monday afternoon, but I was just figuring I was going to be tired and worn out. But,
yeah,
you know, I guess you never know. Maybe I'll get extra energy since I'm in New York.
Oh, I doubt it, but
we'll see. And
yes.
I do want to mention briefly before the time runs out that Plus Model Radio now has advertising available. And I was supposed to have some of the commercials for the show today, but I didn't get a chance to get to it. But if you're interested in advertising on Plus Model Radio, just email guest@plusmodelmagazine.com, and we'll get the rates and the information to you. So I think it's a great opportunity for plus-size companies that don't have a big budget to advertise. This is a great opportunity because not only do people listen live, but it's in the archives and it's played over and over and over again. Because, you know, throughout the week, way more people are going to hear this than they're just listening right now. So you have people listening to your ad daily because it's playing on MySpace. People come to this homepage on Blog Talk Radio and listen. People listen on the Plus Model Magazine site. People are listening from various locations on the Internet.
Right.
And actually, I think some plus-size websites just took the player and put it on their website because anybody can grab the HTML code
right.
to put on their blog or website. So it's a great opportunity at a low cost to advertise, especially to your niche market. And I know Plus Model Magazine has advertising available as well. And I know, you know, it's a recession, so money is tight, but, you know, you have to get the word out about your company to be successful or your event or whatever. So
wow.
that's just out there, just putting that out there.
So I just got an email from Angelica. Angelica was our second cover model when we first started, like, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a plus-size model, very well-known. She's been in the industry for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're talking
Angelica,
about.
You know Angelica, right? Yeah.
Yes, I want to interview her.
Right. Oh, yeah, you could definitely interview. She's fantastic, by the way.
Yes.
She was our September-October cover model in 2006.
Okay, wait. Stay. Hold your thought. We have a caller.
Go ahead.
Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
David,
you're on the air.
From Monterey Valley, California.
Wait, repeat that.
David Ranger from Monterey Valley, California.
Well, thanks for calling in, David. And how much are you pledging today?
What's that?
How much are you pledging today?
It's like a little static noise going on. Hold on a second.
How much are you pledging today for the Walk MS with the Plus Model Magazine team?
Oh, how much I'm pledging for?
Yes.
Like around $100.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Are you a fan of Plus Model Magazine?
Yeah.
Do you look at the magazines when it comes out every month?
Not every month, though. Once in a while.
Okay, so do you like the pictures that are in the magazine?
Yeah, they're nice.
Okay, well, awesome. Well, thank you for calling in, and you're going to donate $100 to us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in,
thank
and thank you for supporting.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So, like I was saying, Angelica just emailed us, actually just emailed me and said that she is going to be walking with us on Sunday.
Oh,
so it's gonna be great.
I'm excited.
You're gonna meet her on Sunday, yes.
I'm excited. I'm a fan.
Yes.
Well, that's great. So we have supermodels walking with us and stuff. We're going to be the best-looking team walking. we're going to have some good pictures for sure. What we need is somebody to videotape us or something, to have some videos.
Well, I'm bringing a video camera, and, of course, Luke goes nowhere without his camera, so we'll have pictures and video.
But somebody's going to video for you while you're walking?
Mm-hmm. We're all going to, I have my sisters and, you know, their husbands, and so everybody's going to have a turn to, you know, talk to I want everyone to actually say something on camera. We're going to put a nice little video together.
Maybe do some interviews out there with some people.
Exactly, and do some videos and do some interviews. I think it's going to be nice. I really wanted to document this. I think after you, you know, it was very important after I had a child, you know, and realizing, you know, you have MS, that I kind of document, and everything that you do really does have so much more meaning. Like, I always felt like everything I did, okay, was for the magazine or for the community, and I always felt like now I even have more of a responsibility. Now I say, you know what, I want my child, my daughter, to really be proud later on to say, you know what, my mommy did this and that, and she really tried.
Yeah.
You know, and so I want to have things documented, you know, for her to look back and say, you know, and to be inspired, and one day for her to take, you know, her road and her journey in this life.
And
so
for those,
be really nice.
And for those who aren't able to make it to New York to be with us this weekend, they'll see the whole coverage in the May edition of Plus Model Magazine.
Right. They can actually go ahead and sign up as a virtual walker. If you cannot make it to the walk at all, wherever you are, you can sign up as a virtual walker. And, you know, you'll be, you know, you're still part of the team. And, you know, you can pledge whatever, $10, $5, whatever it is, and you'll be part of the team, you know, and as a team total. And we're going to make, you know, a really nice ending to this whole thing in the May issue, you know, just kind of like everybody that came out and, you know, the support and how much and, you know, have the video ready for you guys to see. It's going to be really nice.
Well, good. So we are winding down. We have 19 minutes left. So remember, if you're listening to this in the archives, it's not too late to make a pledge or make a donation. Just go to plusmodelmag.com, and I think you have to go to the editors, your opening for the edition of the magazine.
Right.
And that's where you can find the link. And also, if you're on Blog Talk Radio's homepage, I have the link under the description for this show. So make sure you get your donations in. They will count towards our team until May the 15th. So even after we do the walk and after the walk is over, you still have time to donate, because they said they give you time to fulfill the pledges that you...
Exactly, and to collect, you know, for those people that are going around at their jobs and, you know, reaching out to their friends and family to donate, you know, to kind of go and collect money. I mean, it's just been incredible, the outpouring of support. I really appreciate it. You know, I thank everybody for, you know, really looking out and being so supportive in so many ways, you know, sharing their stories, you know, with me. Personal stories, you know, it does mean a lot. It does definitely mean a lot.
Yes, and also thank you to those in the chat room that have stayed with us the whole 2 hours. We really appreciate it, and thank you again to everybody that that gave donations online. Although I don't know why people were scared to call in. I'm very nice. I don't dog out anybody on the show ever. but it's all good as long as we're getting the money in. That's all that matters. So, all right, Maddie. Well, I'm going to see you this weekend in a couple of days.
I know. You know, you're actually staying across the street from my job.
Really?
Yeah, the hotel that you're staying at is across
the street. Well, don't tell anybody where you work or
no.
I don't want to be harassed as soon as I get there.
I'm the one that's going to be harassing you. I'm going to be like, let me in. It's my lunchtime.
Yeah, because when I get to town. Well, when I get to town, you'll probably be off of work by the time I get there.
I know. I saw the itinerary, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to coming to New York. I want to see everybody. I only come once a year. Hopefully, I could come more often. So go to ShaniceLewis.com to book me to host your event, and then I could get out to New York more often.
Yeah. Are you going to do the Love Your Body Day in October again?
Yes, I've actually booking the venue now, and I have already talked to a celebrity to host. I don't want to say yet until everything is confirmed, but it's somebody you all will be excited about. So
fantastic.
But
yeah, we're trying to put together, get our stuff together so that we could go. Luke is going to come. I'm trying to get Tara to come out and the baby, everybody to come.
Are you going to bring the baby?
Yes, I am. I'm bringing everybody.
Wow,
yep.
Well, that's
exciting. I go, she goes. She goes on set. She's on photo shoots. She was on set all last Saturday.
Really?
Not the set, the Saturday before. Yeah, I told you she was literally almost born on set. I had to cancel the November shoot. I think it was. I had to cancel it because I went into labor the night before.
Really?
Yes. Yep. She was going to be born. If it was just a couple of hours later, I would have, my water would have broke on set.
What?
Yep.
So what, is she good on the photo shoot?
She's
fantastic. She doesn't know what's going on, huh?
She loves being around people. She looks at everything. She wears herself out from looking at everything that she just, like, falls asleep sometimes, like, and takes a nap. She loves watching everything that's going on. She was at this huge shoot. We were there for, like, 10 hours, and we were there, like, 8 of the 10 hours. And
wow.
She does really well. You know, I've been taking her on shoots since, you know, she was like 4 months old.
So she's a model in the making, huh?
That's right. I take pictures of her every week.
So
she's used to the flash. Yes, I do.
So you have like photo albums, or you just have everything online?
Every week. I have a photo album online, like on Photo Bucket, and I just, you know, every week I, you know, load everything up, and then I put new pictures of her every week.
Aww.
So she's used to it.
Well, I'm going to have to live through you and your baby because I'm not about to have one anytime soon.
That's what I said. Look now.
Yes, so I'm going to have to, live through you and your mommyhood.
Oh, my goodness.
So I can't wait to see the baby when I get to New York.
Yeah, well, Shabisa, I'm bringing her. I registered her for the walk. Because my entire family is going, and I don't live that far from the South Street Seaport.
Uh-huh.
So we're just going to be, you know, cabbing it over, take the carriage with us, and that's how really New York City is. Like, you know, you just do everything with your children, and you just take the carriage, you take the walker, whatever it is that you have with you, and you just keep on going.
Well, so you're going to be pushing the baby in the stroller while you walk in?
Yep.
Girl!
Yes, that's the way it is. That's how New York is. Yep.
Well, this is going to be a family affair.
Yes, I got my mom, my sisters, cousins, everybody's coming, family, everyone. So there's nobody to take care of her. So she's registered and she's ready to go. She got her number. I'll be putting it on the carriage. Yep.
Oh, this is going to be so cute. I know we're going to have lots of pictures now.
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, and
making us aware of this this disease and this walk and raising money. I mean, I think it's a really positive thing, but somebody has to be the one to initiate it. So
right.
So
yeah, well, thank you so much for, you know, hosting and for giving us this opportunity on Plus Model Radio and coming up with such great ideas and, you know, putting the whole Curvy Weekend together. I think it was a really great idea and hopefully something we could do every year.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important to stay positive and to come together, even if it is once a year or twice a year, you know, one in L.A. and one in New York, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's important. You know, I've been talking about the Love Your Body Day, like, since January. I'm trying to talk to Tara, you're coming, you know, and, you know, it's just, I think it's amazing, you know, to come together and, you know, to really
and
be together and support each other and to have some fun, really.
Yes. Well, okay, girl. Well, thanks again for everything, and I will
see you on Friday.
All right, bye.
All righty, bye. Bye, everybody.
And everybody, thanks again for sending in your donations online. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio MySpace and Facebook pages where you can be updated of the upcoming shows and what's coming up and advertising opportunities. So make sure you join the Plus Model Radio MySpace and Facebook pages. For more information about our show, go to our website at www.plusmodelmag.com. If you're interested in advertising on the show, being a guest, or have comments, shoot us an email at guest@plusmodelmagazine.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.